I'm Caroline Malone in Washington. Today, Ukraine is on alert as Russia starts its Victory Day commemorations. Kyiv's President Zelensky wants it to be called Europe Day instead. Artificial intelligence warfare is set to become worth over $15 billion in the next 5 years. And the potential for warming ties. There's hope after the Chinese foreign minister met the US ambassador in Beijing with calls for open lines of communication and avoiding a downward spiral. That's all ahead on CNA 938 World Report. From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Caroline Malone in Washington. We begin today in Ukraine, which is on a tense alert as Russia is due to commemorate what it calls Victory Day on May 9th. Ukrainian forces say Russia is pushing to capture the eastern city of Bakhmut. And there's already been a surge in attacks on Ukraine over the last 10 days, including a renewed Russian air campaign. Shelby Wilder is in the capital, Kyiv. Shelby, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is due to visit Ukraine on Tuesday. Is that still possible with this increase in violence? Shelby Wilder reporting from Kyiv. India is dealing with twin tragedies this week. At least 22 people are dead in the southern state of Kerala after a boat capsized in the river. And in the northeastern part of the country, violence has gripped the state of Manipur. There, at least 50 people are dead after clashes between two ethnic groups. I spoke to our India correspondent, Ishan Gurg, about these events and started by asking him how rescue efforts are going in Kerala. Ishan, India's Supreme Court has asked the government to ensure proper support for those hit by violence in Manipur. What's the latest there? Ishan Garg reporting. Coming up, militaries around the world could be spending as much as $15 billion on artificial intelligence. Coming up, militaries around the world could be spending as much as $15 billion on artificial... Coming up, militaries around the world could be spending as much as $15 billion on AI by 2027, according to new research. And undercover at what it takes to create ChatGPT. All ahead as CNA 938 World Report continues. Welcome back to CNA 938 World Report. I'm Caroline Malone in Washington. According to market intelligence firm The Business Research Company, artificial intelligence spending in the military is expected to grow to over $15 billion worldwide by 2027. That's compared to spending of just over $7 billion last year. And while it could make war more lethal, and while it could make war less lethal and possibly strengthen deterrence mechanisms, there are questions about the risks AI could bring. Patrick Falk reports. Well, as the AI revolution rages on, the mechanics behind artificial intelligence have been put under the spotlight. NBC News in the United States has revealed the scale of human effort that goes into creating ChatGPT and other AI chatbots. In an investigation, it identified a hidden army of contractors, some of whom are making just $15 an hour training chatbots. Sally Patterson spoke to our tech correspondent, Will Guyett. Will Guyett there with Sally Patterson. Still to come, all the latest business and sports news. Later in the show, a thaw in relations. China's Foreign Minister Qin Gang met the US ambassador to China. More from Washington coming up. But first, the latest news and traffic. You're listening to CNA 938 World Report. I'm Caroline Malone in Washington. Time for a look at all the business news now, starting with the US markets. From New York, here's Will Denslow. For a market update from Europe, here's Natalie Malgas. Natalie Malgas there. Natalie Malgas reporting there. Over to sports news now, and here's a roundup of all the latest. Well, the politicisation of sport. China is fighting against the politicisation of sport at the IOC and charged with manslaughter. We have more on the suspect who ran into a group of people outside a Texas migrant shelter. All ahead after the latest headlines and traffic. Welcome back to CNA 938 World Report. I'm Caroline Malone in Washington. Let's get an update now from the US state of Texas, where two traumatic events over the weekend have left two separate communities in shock. The first was a mass shooting at a mall north of Dallas on Saturday, killing eight people, including children. The second, a fatal car crash near a migrant shelter in Brownsville in southern Texas on Sunday, which also left eight people dead and 12 others injured. Brownsville police have charged a man with eight counts of manslaughter. They provided an update on their investigation to... Jagruti Dave was following the press conference and I asked her to fill us in on what was said. Jagruti Dave reporting there. US President Joe Biden is meeting Republican leaders at the White House later on Tuesday as they try to hash out a deal to raise the debt ceiling. They've been warned the US will default if they're unable to reach an agreement by the end of this month, potentially triggering a global economic crisis. Nick Harper sends this report from Washington. Nick Harper in Washington. The US State Department says it wants to maintain open lines of communication. The US State Department says it wants to maintain open lines of communication with China after the country's Foreign Minister Chen Gang met in Beijing with the American ambassador. Mr. Chin told Ambassador Nicholas Burns on Monday that stabilizing relations and avoiding a downward spiral is a top priority amid deepening tensions between the two global superpowers, Benji Hire reports. China is urging the International Olympic Committee to oppose the politicization of sport. It follows a series of protests against China's politics at international sporting events. I spoke earlier to our Hong Kong correspondent, Richard Kimber, who explained why this is such a sensitive issue in China. Richard, what else is China lobbying? Richard Kimber in Hong Kong there. UK police have confirmed they've arrested a total of 64 people over the weekend connected to coronation celebrations. But anti-monarchy protesters accuse the police of showing a lack of judgment. On Monday, people were encouraged to give back in the spirit of positivity after the coronation of King Charles III. Julia Chapman has more from London. Julia Chapman in London there. That's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back again tomorrow from 6 a.m. But up next, it's Asia First with Arnold and Yasmin right here on CNA 938.